Women have become mermaids unknowingly because of beauty products by Lady Adeline of France 4. My brother, if you hear this message, don't hesitate to share. I want to warn God's people. This is a grave time in human history. There are evil things happening in dark places, which we cannot see. But the Lord has revealed secrets to His children because of His love so that we can be on the alert and vigilance. Previously, in 2019, we were in a prayer retreat with God's people. In the middle of prayer, I heard the voice of the Lord that told me, "Daughter, in this generation, I raised and sent many of my servants to warn the church against eyelashes, wigs, and makeup. Are you aware of this? And have you heard their message or not?" I replied to the Lord, "I heard that message." The Lord asked me, "What do you say about that message?" I said, "Lord, I have nothing to say about it." The Lord asked me, "Are you going to continue to use these instruments? Or are you going to abandon these beauty products?" I said to the Lord, "I think I will continue to use them because they make me beautiful." The Lord said to me, "I told you that I sent my servants to warn my people against these products that are instruments of the enemy. You are telling me that you will continue to adorn yourself with beauty products such as lipstick, eyelash, and powder. Can you tell me why?" I said to the Lord, "Before wearing wigs and putting on makeup, I will take time to pray over them fervently and I will destroy the power of the darkness behind them and then I will use them." The Lord told me, "If I tell you today the reason I am forbidding my people to use these items, you will abandon them without me telling you. If you knew the reason why I am warning my children, you will abandon it by yourself." Then the Lord's presence was gone. I wondered what are the reasons that the Lord is talking about? And I said to myself, "I am really hard-headed." However, from that day onward, I made up my mind to leave these eyelashes with worldly adornments. I told myself these reasons must be grave for the Lord to tell me to abandon worldly adornment. I don't know the reason why. Nevertheless, I will still abandon it. But I wonder why has the Lord waited so many years to come and reveal to me these things. Maybe He wants to begin to use me on another level. I got rid of all this makeup and adornment. When people ask me, I kept saying the Lord did not tell me why, but He warned that there are reasons that He does not want His daughters to put these items. Over time, I remember one day I was about to paint my nails. Immediately the Spirit reminded me that God has rebuked eyelashes, nail polish, and lipstick. I also had artificial nails. I told myself if eyelashes are bad, then artificial nails must be bad as well. And I don't think painting my nail is good either. But despite abandoning nail polish, I kept putting what we call white base on the nail. In the year 2020, I ordered face powder online for I was using face powder in the water. When my face powder arrived on that day, I went to the bathroom in order to check whether the face powder I ordered online will be good for my face. But I could not find my brush. I began to search for it. Since I could not find it, I got stressed. I was wondering where has it gone. While I was searching for the brush to apply the face powder, to my surprise I heard the Lord asking me, "My daughter, do you really have to apply that face powder? You don't have to use it." When I heard the Lord's voice, I was shaking and awakened. Imagine you are seeking a beauty item in the bathroom and you hear the Lord's tremendous voice rebuking you. The Lord told me, "My daughter, who said that if you don't apply that face powder, you will be ugly. You don't have to apply it." Immediately the Lord's presence withdrew. And there was silence. I felt cold and the face powder in my hand became heavy and I put it away. When I went out to the street I was shaking. I said, "Why is the Lord speaking this way? Does it mean that face powder is bad? But if it was not a problem, why would the Lord speak like that?" From that day onwards when I entered the bathroom, I feared touching the face powder, but I was wondering, I used this face powder for a long time. Why is the Lord speaking just now? I knew that if I were to use the face powder, the Lord's voice will rebuke me again. Many days later, I was preparing to go attend a party where I was invited. I painted my nails and I was preparing to go. Suddenly the Lord spoke and rebuked me with anger and commanded me to remove these nail polish immediately. I don't know what took me on that day to use nail polish, and the Lord was extremely angry and rebuked me. But something tremendous happened at the end of that month. My sisters, please, I want you to take these things seriously. The spirit world is no joke. People knew me as a woman of vanity, always adorned with a wig, eyelash, and makeup. We always face battles from family members. Sometimes we battle the spirit of death. We fought an occultic pastor whose identity was uncovered. A woman wanted to kill me, for she had received a mandate to destroy me. The devil provided her with a lot of resources to terminate my life. However, whenever she was coming to attack me, the Lord opened my eyes to see her. As she was advancing against me, She came face to face with the cherubim of war and the circle of fire that covered me, and she was powerless before the winged cherubim of war. I saw these two robust angels of war. The Lord said, "My daughter, these are the angels that keep you." What struck me was that each of these two robust angels that keep me had many angels under their leadership. After failing to breach the circle of fire that surrounded me, the witch moved away and regrouped. When she came again, I saw that this time around, she was able to enter my bedroom. I was sleeping, but the Lord opened my spiritual eyes. When I saw this witch in my bedroom, I was about to use the name of Jesus Christ. But the Lord said, "My daughter, don't say anything. Just observe and hear what she will say." I kept silence and saw the witch walking over my room and uttering words. She said, "I will destroy you, lady. Who do you think you are? Every time I go on a mission, I don't miss my prey and I always destroy my target. I know many have failed to destroy you. But I don't miss my target. I have been given all the resources needed to finish you and I will kill you." I heard the witch mentioning names of men and women she has destroyed, and she was boasting about the number of lives she has terminated. The Lord wanted me to hear her words. This witch uttered arrogant words and mentioned names of men and women she is about to decapitate. I heard all her plan of destruction of innocent people. Finally, I saw my spirit leaving my body and I stood before this witch and rebuked her in the name of Jesus Christ. After reprimanding her for the death of the innocent, she left my room. After many days, in the morning, the Lord came to teach me about the mystery of the palm of our hand. He said a lot of things about the palm of our hand, and great power can be liberated from the palm of our hand. And the Lord said, men's souls and spirits can be pulled out of their bodies through the palms of their hands. When I woke up, I wondered why the Lord came to teach me about the palm of our hand. On that day when we had finished the prayer, my husband went to bathe in order to go to work. I was sleeping, and I felt an evil presence in our room. When I felt this evil presence, I wondered, should I kneel down in prayer or attack in a standing position? At that moment, I felt the evil presence growing and getting stronger. Then this presence began to move towards me. I was about to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. At that moment, I heard the Lord telling me, "My daughter, don't say anything. Just see what will happen." Suddenly, I felt this unclean spirit holding my hand. He pointed his finger at the palm of my hand. I was stunned. I heard him muttering incantation and dark prayer. I was in astonishment. While this evil spirit was uttering mysterious prayer with his finger on the palm of my hand, in the blink of an eye, I found myself in an unknown place. Brother, this is serious. My spirit was pulled out of my body through the palm of my hand, and transported to this unknown place. I saw behind me a bush with many trees, and before me, there was a land, and when I looked again, I saw a huge river before me. I wondered why I stood before this river. I am not a witch nor a mermaid. Suddenly, I saw many hands emerging from the water and signaling me to come. There were many hands calling me. I saw that I was walking towards the river to join these hands that were calling me. I tried to resist, but I was unable to do so. I said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I am not entering the water. I am not a mermaid." But I kept moving towards the river, for I could not resist the force that was pulling me towards the river. I panicked, for the name of Jesus did not work. I was desperate and I said, "Lord, really, you have left me enter the marine world." Suddenly, I saw that I stopped when that happened. Immediately, I saw the ladies of the sea rising from the water. Now I saw their faces, for their upper part were above the water and their lower part were inside the water. They were numerous. They had a lot of hair, and they were beautiful ladies. They kept signaling me with their hands to join these women of the water world. They were uttering strange words of incantation, and the river was filled with the noise of their magic prayer and strange language. I never heard this kind of strange, macabre, and mysterious noises all my life. It was unreal. I stood before this scene, praying to the Lord to remove me from this place. I don't want to join these women in the river. Suddenly the power of God took from the ground to the air. In a relative altitude where I was hovering above these mermaids, when they saw what happened, these marine ladies accelerated their strange prayer and incantation, with bizarre noises. I was in terror to see so many ladies of the marine world coming for my soul, a testimony of the devil's determination to win our souls. I prayed to beg the Lord to remove me from this place. These marine spirits became intense in the incantation. Some of them were jumping up and descending, uttering incantation prayer. When they saw that they were losing my soul, they started to cry, for they were losing me. I saw that I began to rise up to the sky. There were loud lamentations coming from these women of the sea. And the Lord said to me, "My daughter, be warned. They failed to get you because you have nothing that belonged to them. If you have their property, Even if you called my name, I would not help you. They failed because you don't have their property and they have no legality. However, many of my daughters, because of worldly adornment and beauty products, are taken underwater, and their spirits have become mermaids, even if they live on the surface. Do you know that when your spirit was pulled from your hand and when you landed before the river, if you had any beauty items, you would have joined these ladies of the sea underwater? Many of my daughters, because of vanity and worldly adornment, land here before the river with makeup on their face, and they are taken under the sea. I came to understand when we were wear wigs, eyelashes and beauty products, it's not just physical. For in the spirit world, these adornments are visible on our soul, just like many people are used in subconscious witchcraft. Many of my daughters are mermaids because of wigs, eyelashes, and worldly adornment. Their spirits are taken out of their bodies through the palms of their hands and are transported underwater. My sisters, the Lord said to me, when they come to get your spirit, you will not know, and where you will be taken underwater, you will not know. The Lord told me, you saw them when they came because I wanted you to see it by grace in order to warn my daughters to abandon beauty products and worldly adornment. The Lord then informed me that many women have become mermaids unknowingly because of these items and instruments. When they die, their souls will have the identical shape of mermaids and they will not enter the kingdom of heaven in that condition. Any woman that is possessed by the marine spirit will not enter the kingdom of heaven. The Lord said, when you are locked in a battle with a witch of the marine kingdom, she would seek to know whether you are attached to wigs, eyelashes, and makeup, and she will pull your spirit through the palm of your hand and will transport you underwater in case you are in vanity and you won't be able to oppose them. And once you are taken to captivity in the marine kingdom, they can do to you what they want. They can decapitate your soul and you will die physically. They can also marry you to a mermaid or merman. This is the reason many dream that they are having sex in the dream. They are actually married in the spiritual world of water. The Lord warned that spiritual marriage is also caused by wigs, eyelashes, and beauty products. Women are being married underwater because of beauty products. The Lord said, any man and woman that is in spiritual marriage will not enter the kingdom of heaven unless she comes out of that marriage and is delivered. Many have entered this spiritual marriage because of the property of the enemy and adornment. When you abandon these instruments of the devil, you must confess and destroy the consequence of these products in your soul. Many are trying to break and destroy spiritual marriages but are failing to give up beauty products and worldly adornments. This is not possible. As long as you are using a makeup product, you won't be able to break that spiritual marriage. You have their properties. Pastors are praying to destroy spiritual husbands in the lives of many sisters, but they are failing because of the failure of these women to separate from beauty items and worldly ornament. Many are taken underwater because of the apparel of the adversary. And they are turned to mermaid, and every night they travel underwater unknowingly. That is why, my daughter, I wanted you to experience this and warn my daughters to abandon these properties of the enemy. Those who belong to me will listen to my voice and will abandon it. Many of my daughters are walking the narrow path trying to please me, but as long as they are adorning themselves with vanity, they will not enter the eternal kingdom of heaven.